listened to everything and he investigated the matter, and then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed judgment in favor of the Jew. So this Jew was very happy, his work has been sorted out, but Bishr is still not happy. Bishr is still not happy. Now imagine, he is the one who is portraying himself as a Muslim. Firstly, he doesn't want to go to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that, by force, encouragement, influencing him, eventually he agrees that okay, we'll go. Now the judgment is passed against him. Now he is still not happy. So now he tells this Jew, he says that, you know what, okay, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the judgment, but why don't we just go for a second opinion? We go for a second opinion. Now in matters relating to our physical heart, we can go take a second opinion. If you go to one surgeon and he says that, look, I need to cut, four arteries are blocked here, Allah Pak make hifazat, Allah Pak give everybody good health. But if he has to make that type of diagnosis and he says, no, only way out is bypass. So in that situation, we can go for a second opinion. There is no problem. But when it comes to matters of deen, which is clear cut, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given clear cut rulings, then we cannot go for second opinions and third opinions. But this Bishr, he is telling the Jew that, okay, I listened to you, we went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but now to make me happy, why don't we go and take a second opinion? So the Jew says, okay, no problem, who you want to go to? He says, no, let's go to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Because he, in his mind now, Bishr, he is thinking that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is very sakht when it comes to the kuffar. He's very, very hard when it comes to the kuffar. So maybe he will take my part and he'll pass the judgment against this Jew. So they go to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. The Jew explains everything. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he asks Bishr, he says that whatever this Jew is saying, is it right? The Jew went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed a ruling in favor of the Jew. So Bishr is thinking now, his job is getting sorted out here. So he said, no, definitely, that is exactly what happened. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala told him, okay, wait here, I'm coming now. You both of you, just wait here, I'm coming now. So he goes inside the house, he fetches his sword, he comes out, and he finishes Bishr off. He takes his sword and he kills him, Bishr. So what type of a person is this? This person doesn't deserve to live. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a ruling, and this person is still going for another opinion. He's still going shopping around when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a ruling. So when this incident happened, so the family of Bishr, they came running to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how could Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala do a thing like that, and whole list of complaints. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat. Allah Pak revealed the ayat wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentioned that this Bishr was not a Muslim. He was not a Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleared the name of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that no punishment, no saza, nothing must come upon Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So look at the severity. When a person is not obedient to a faisla made by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we ask ourselves in our lives, so many times this happens, that a person checks now, in which law is my bread going to be buttered? You find it is the famous one is in inheritance maslas. So the person will see now how that will is made. So if according to Shariat, his bread is going to be buttered, so now he'll run to the Maulanas. Look at my brothers and sisters, they don't want to follow Deen, they don't want to follow Shariat. We need this estate must be wound according to Shariat. Explain to them, otherwise my father will get azab in the qabr. That time he learns all the ayat and everything. But if his bread is going to be buttered in the kuffar courts, then that time he doesn't want to know about what Deen got to say. That time then he holds his father's will. He said, well, it's written here in the will. Legally this is mine. You can do nothing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Jews, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, that do you bring iman upon portion of the book and then you disbelieve in portion of the book? So if we have to analyze our lives, you take a simple thing like a nikah. When the time is for the nikah, then we want to be in the masjid. Then we want the biggest buzurg to perform the nikah. We want the biggest qari sahab to read the qiraat there. And there must be one Naat Sharif there also. And then the groom also, he'll come with his kurta and everything. And then you know whose nikah you performed. 1 hour later when you see him, you say, no, this wasn't the groom. There's some mistaken identity. That is a different person whose nikah we performed. So for the duration of the nikah, while the nikah was being performed, then we wanted Islamic. As soon as we go out, then we want the way of the West. Then we want the way of the kuffar. When it comes to our businesses, so many people, when they're opening the business, then they want to have a khatam. The new shop, you must have Yasin khatam in the shop. It's called the Mauli Sahib, must make one dua here. You have to take out some sadqa. We have to do this, we have to do that, put some ta'weezes on the doors and everything. But after that, when the transactions start, then you say, oh man, this is a different zamana now. This is a different zamana. We'll come to that slowly now. We can't transact now. We can't go according to Shariat, everything according to Shariat. Otherwise, how are we going to advance? So like this, Hazrat, he put very, very beautifully. He said, each one of us, we must ask ourselves this question. We claim to have muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just lip service muhabbat. The lip service muhabbat must also be there. With our tongues also we must say we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With our hearts also we must say we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if somebody sees our a'mal, that person must also say that this is a lover of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person sees us, immediately he must think of Allah Ta'ala, he must think of Deen, he must think of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This muhabbat is a very, very important ingredient in our lives. One sahabi, he was from Ethiopia, poor sahabi, dark-skinned sahabi. He comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he travels all the way, he comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the Nabi of Allah. Besides all that, look at your handsomeness. Look at how fair you are. Look at how handsome Allah Pak has made you. Then he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I bring iman upon that which you are telling us to bring iman upon, and if I make amal upon that which you are telling us to make amal upon, then will I also enjoy the blessings of Jannat? Am I also going to enjoy Jannat? Am I also going to get all the perks? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him that forget you getting all the different luxuries and the different in'amat and rewards in Jannat and all that. In Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you such radiance, such handsomeness, that from a mile away, your shine will be able to be seen. Such handsomeness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you in Jannat. And then the riwayat goes on, wherein Allah subhanahu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person who recites the kalima, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of him. That person who recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to record for him 124,000 thawab. So the sahaba who were sitting there, one sahabi remarked, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous, then where can any one of us ever get left out? I'm just telling you in our language. So where can we ever get left out? So this Sahabi from Ethiopia, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished talking, so he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, if I do what you're telling me to do, will I get to see what you are going to see?